Practice Test 9, page 36. What are urban heat islands? When we think about the effects of growing cities, we often think of traffic, housing shortages, and constant construction. However, many people don't know about one unique phenomenon, the urban heat island, UHI, effect. The term refers to the way urban areas tend to be significantly warmer than surrounding rural regions. In the early 19th century, Luke Howard observed that London was warmer than the countryside around it. Today, it is understood that the extra heat in urban areas can be a serious threat. Every year, the rising temperatures in cities are having negative impacts on people's health and lifestyle. Various factors explain why the UHI effect increases as populations grow. As cities expand, infrastructure gradually replaces natural surfaces like trees, ponds, and soil. Man-made surfaces, such as roads and buildings, absorb and release more heat than natural ones, causing temperatures to rise. Urban design also contributes to heat islands. For instance, the narrow spaces between tall buildings can block wind and trap heat. These structures, combined with the impact of human activity, contribute to the UHI effect. These rising heat levels pose significant problems for urban populations. Exposure to extreme heat can cause dehydration, heat exhaustion, and even life-threatening heat stroke. India's capital, Delhi, experienced a severe heat wave with temperatures rising above 49 degrees Celsius in 2024. Beyond health concerns, this heat wave caused several schools to close early for summer vacation, causing disruptions to children's education. Water scarcity and limited access to electricity in Delhi further intensified the problem. Those experiencing homelessness and poverty are especially vulnerable since they lack consistent access to cooling measures such as showers and fans, says climate expert Vikram Raj. Yet, simply increasing the supply of electric cooling systems is not a risk-free solution. The demand for power puts more pressure on electric grids. Many cities are implementing various strategies to reduce urban heat islands. In Ahmedabad, India, the roofs of 7,000 low-income homes were painted white. This simple step drastically reduced inside temperatures by reflecting sunlight. In addition, the city committed to providing free water to the public. It is estimated that these measures save 1,100 lives a year. In other cities around the world, residents and city planners have started using green roofs. Grass, plants, and trees are grown on rooftops and help reduce temperatures by providing shade and removing heat from the air. Global organizations like the United Nations have started helping city leaders create long-term plans to keep cities cooler. In 2021, the UN created a handbook that gives practical suggestions on how to protect against UHIs. The handbook cites examples of cities around the world that are leading the way in innovative solutions. Experts agree that stronger policies and international cooperation are needed to ensure that cities everywhere are prepared for the future. We must bring science and city planning together, says Raj. Without long-term planning, we are just reacting to problems instead of preventing them.